Hey, beautiful people, and once again, it is me, your host, Demira Virgil, and this is Queendom Conversations Podcast. So let me start by saying this. Now, you know, every time I do a podcast, I always have affirmations. I think it is important to speak life into situations. Our words have power, and we need to move accordingly. I have two affirmations. The first one is affirm. As I align with God's will, I am guided to the people, resources, and opportunities that facilitate my restoration. The next one, my past does not define me. God's grace restores and redeems every part of my story. I chose those affirmations because today I am going to talk about go see. Okay. Go, G-O-C-S-E-E. And I know when I say that, a lot of people are like, okay, Demira, what in the world does that mean? I'm going to tell you what it means. I talk about my story. I talk about the things that I've been through all the time. If you go on my timelines, if you watch your videos, I am a survivor of a multitude of things, okay? I have been through hell and back, and God has restored my life. Everything that I've walked away from, God has given it back 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 fold. I lack nothing. And I am in the best place in my life that I have ever been before. Like, life is amazing for me. I wake up, I thank God for being here, for being healthy, for having a sound mind, for living in a place of peace, and for the doors that He has opened for me. But life is beautiful to me. I am living my best life, and that is because of God. I give God all the glory. It's not me, it's God. God is a healer of many things. God is a healer of all things, actually. So with that being said, let me break this down real quick, okay? At one point in my life, I was in a relationship. I was in a marriage, okay? And I had been broken down so bad. I'm talking about emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally. And I talk about it all the time. I left. I actually went into hiding and I traveled over 2,000 miles away. I was young. I was in my early 20s and I had two small children. I need y'all to get this, okay? Sometimes we are in fear or we're uncomfortable of telling people or showing people how far we have come. We are in fear, or we don't feel comfortable about showing people our blessings, right? And I don't believe in that, and I'm going to tell you why. At one point in my life, I had been broken down so bad, I could not even hardly function. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I need y'all to get this, ladies. If you ask me what day of the week it is, I had to process it. Right? I couldn't just give you a straight answer. Time would slip away from me. It would be Sunday and then it would be Wednesday. I would still think it was Sunday. Like, I literally could not keep up with time. It was hard for me to be able to take care of my children. When I woke up in the morning, I had no energy. I felt like I never got any sleep. I was like a walking zombie. When I looked in the mirror, I did not see any life in my eyes at all. I was just like a shell. Do you understand what I'm saying? I need you to understand this. I need you to understand where I was. I couldn't even function. Listen, I was so small. I wore a size 12 in little girls or a size 1 in women. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I went to the little girl section in Walmart and I put on a size 12 jeans and a size 12 shirt. I was a grown woman and I could wear a size 12 in the little girls section. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I have been broken down so bad. I did not know if I was coming or going. And so when I say to you, go see, I'm trying to explain to you how far God has brought me. Anybody listening to this podcast, I need you to do this. This is important. If you feel like you are stuck, If you feel like you have been broken down, if it's hard for you to function, if you feel like you have no vision, if you feel like there's no connection with God, if you feel like God has given up on you, if you feel like there is no way out, I need you to do this. This is important. This is not Demira bragging. This is me. I am a witness to what God can do. When I tell you to go see, you remember the state that I just told you I was in. If you said to me, Demira, what's today? I could not tell you. If you asked me what my children ate yesterday, I could not tell you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I could not function. So when I say to you, go and see, I'm telling you, I need you to see how far God has brought me. Go and see Demira Virgil. Go on my Facebook page. Go on my personal Facebook page, Demira. D-E-M-E-A-R-A, Virgil, V as in Victor, I-R-G-I-L. I need you to go down my timeline. I need you to see how far God has brought me. Go through my photos, ladies. Go through my videos, ladies. Go on Instagram. Go on my jewelry designer page, Queendom underscore designs, K-W-E-E-N-D-U-H-M underscore designs. I have 608 designs that I have posted on that page alone. Don't tell me what God cannot do. I need you to go and see how God has moved in my life. It's not about me bragging. It's not about me feeling like I have more. It's not about me flaunting success. It is about me showing you what God can do. If He did it for me, ladies, He can do it for you. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care who walked away from you. I don't care what your finances look like. I don't care what you've lost. I'm telling you that God is a God of restoration. I need you to go and see. Go and see how good God is. Go and see how God has restored me. Go and see how God has blessed me. Go and see the favor. Go and see the anointing of creativity that is on my life. I need you to go and see. Go see. Go see. I am a witness. I stand firm right here where I'm at. And I can tell you that God has never let me down. Every promise that God has given me, it has come forth. It has come into tuition. I am a living and walking miracle. I had one foot in the grave. I was like a dead woman walking. I couldn't even fix dinner for my children. I couldn't read the ingredients. I could not function. I could not hardly drive. I could not keep focus. I did not want to eat. Listen to what, all of my hair fell out. My face, I had acne everywhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? This man had broke me down so bad. I literally didn't even know who I was anymore. And I need you to go and see how good God has been to me. God is faithful. I lack nothing. I don't care what it looked like. You are not alone. God is with you always. I just need you to believe that you are worthy of a good life. God is an on-time God. I need you to process what I'm saying, ladies. Go see, go and see, go and see, go and see. I need you to go and see. That is my testimony to how God has blessed me. I am not the same woman that I used to be. I am completely restored. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am stronger than what I have ever been in my entire life. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is an anointing on my life. There is favor on my life. And God has been so good to me. It is an absolute honor to give God praise, to worship the Lord, to give Him the glory, because I know how far He has brought me. I come from nothing. Do you understand? I come from nothing, from nothing, from I come from nothing. From nothing but God. I need y'all to go and see. One last thing, ladies. I always look at the analytics of my podcast. And those ladies, the ladies in Ashburn, Virginia, out of all of my downloads on all podcast platforms, Ashburn, Virginia. I have the most downloads from them. I want to tell you that I see you. I appreciate you. And thank you. So again, this is Demira Virgil, Queendom Conversations Podcast. And I just wish that I could explain, like, I can't even find the words to tell you right now how I feel about God. Like, I can't even express how I feel. If I cried, you still would not understand. If I yelled to the top of the ceiling, you still would not understand. If I sang praises in worship, if I got on my knees and prayed and just poured my heart out, I still could not express to you how much I love God. Everything that I do, every move that I make, everything about Demira, God goes before me in all things. Any door I walk through, you better know God went before me. He was there first. I don't care what it is. I need you to go and see, ladies. Go and see if God did it for me. If God blessed me, if God restored me, if God healed me, if God loves me. You are no different. We are all set apart and chosen. We all have gifts. We all have an assignment on our life. There's purpose. We all are here for a purpose. Do you understand what I'm saying? Go and see. Again, this is Demira Virgil. You all be blessed, ladies. Until next time.